الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعلموا ما تقولون ولا جنبا إلا عابري سبيل حتى تغتسلوا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about where in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there was a specific incident that took place, and on account of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. So the background of this verse, or the cause of revelation of this verse, was on account of a specific incident that happened in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a particular Sahabi by the name of Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, he invited the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to his home. And when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum came, it was to attend a dinner, and prior to that, Abdullah ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, he gave the Sahaba radiallahu anhum wine to drink, and at that time, remember, wine was not something that was prohibited in Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this verse. So here we see commands regarding the prohibition of khamar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to say that at the time of salah, supposedly somebody is intoxicated, then he should not perform salah, he should not come close to salah until he knows exactly what he is saying. So remember, prior to this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already revealed another verse. So the commands regarding the prohibition of khamar, it came down gradually in Islam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all at once reveals that the prohibition, that khamar is something that is prohibited, then Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were Arabs, and at that time the Arabs were engulfed in drinking as well, and this was not something that was prohibited at that time. From the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of pagandom, the Arabs would drink, and now when they accepted Islam, so they continued with that habit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the laws regarding the prohibition of khamar gradually, so that it doesn't become difficult on the Sahaba radiallahu anhum all at once for them to desist and to stop from doing this particular act, which was regarded as detestable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Sharia. So the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Allah hinted towards the prohibition of khamar in one verse where Allah says, وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِن نَفْعِهِمَا. Then listen, O Sahaba, there's more harm, there's more sin than benefit by drinking khamar. There is more sin that is involved, there is more harm that you are doing to yourself than benefiting yourself. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. Here to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying that to drink, this is something that is haram, or this is something that is impermissible. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is saying, so Allah is hinting towards that prohibition coming in the next verse. Allah is saying that at the time of salah, when you come to read salah, then don't read salah when you are intoxicated. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the third verse clearly states that now khamar is something that is regarded as rijs. It is filth, it is impermissible now. فَاجْتَنِبُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Stay away from khamar, you will be successful. So what had happened here was, this particular Sahabi, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, and he invited the Sahaba to his house for dinner. Then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, prior to that dinner, they drank some khamar. And it was, according to some reports, at the time of Maghrib Salah now, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was the imam of that Salah, and some say it was Abdurrahman bin Auf himself. So he began to recite from Surah Al-Kafirun, and then he read, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, that I do not worship what you worship. And then he said, وَنَحْنُ نَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مَعَذَ اللَّهِ, and we worship what you worship. And now, of course, we know that here he has changed the meaning, and this is kufr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this verse, that listen, this, all of this happened because you were intoxicated. That is why you read like this. Now don't come to salah. In other words, Allah is not saying that khamar is haram. In this verse, Allah is not saying khamar is haram. That is the third verse where Allah clearly explicitly mentions that khamar is haram. All Allah is saying that at the time of salah and you are intoxicated, do not come and perform salah. So you can see gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing the commands regarding the prohibition of khamar. Allah is hinting towards that khamar is going to become prohibited one day. So Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara, that don't come close to salah. Don't you come close to salah whilst you are sukara, intoxicated, hatta ta'lamu ma taqulun, until you know well what you are saying. Then Allah says, وَلَا جُنُوبًا إِلَّا عَابِرِ سَبِيلٍ حَتَّى تَغْتَسِلُوا, that if you are in the state of janaba, do not come close to salah. That means if you are impure, in the state of impurity, and what type of janaba is intended here, this is الْحَدَثُ الْأَكْبَرِ and not الْحَدَثُ الْأَذْغَرِ, that refers to those impurities or being in the state of impurity which demands and necessitates one to make ghusl. Supposedly somebody had relations with his wife or so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now referring to that type of person. Or perhaps somebody had some dream, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to him because of that dream, which in that dream, or what we would say a wet dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to him. If that was your condition, then do not come close to salah. Illa, or do not come to the masjid. Illa abiri sabil, or do not perform salah. Illa abiri sabirin, until, or unless you are, or unless you are a traveler. If you are a traveler and if you do not find water, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says your condition is that hatta taghtasilu, then you should make ghusl. If you make ghusl, then of course a person now is pure again. But Allah is not referring to, in janaba, Allah is not speaking about al-hadath al-asghar, because if a person supposedly went to the toilet and he passes urine or stool, then such a person, it is not incumbent upon him to make ghusl. All he has to do to perform salah, he has to just make wudu. Wa in kuntum marda, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next part of the verse now speaks about making tayammum. So Allah says, if you are sick, أو على سفر, or perhaps you are on some journey, أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط. Now of course when Allah speaks about being on a journey, then this means being on a journey on such a safar where you do not find water. If you can't find water, then you don't make tayammum. أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط, or perhaps somebody came from the toilet. So the person, yani, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to al-hadath al-asghar. So the person passes urine or he made stool. أو لامستم النساء, and this refers to al-hadath al-akbar. So here the impurity is such that now it demands ghusl becoming necessary upon you. So now you had relations with your wife, with your spouse, etc. فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً, and you don't find water. So now, let's say supposedly you are in the state of al-hadathul asghar or al-hadathul akbar, you are now a junubi. Allah says, فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً, you are in the state of impurity. Allah says, you do not find water in that case. Now what do you do? Because you want to perform salah. فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا, then Allah says, then make tayammum. And make tayammum with sa'idan tayyiban, with pure dust, with good, clean dust. فَمْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ, and how do you make tayammum? Then Allah says, strike your hands onto the ground, or onto that soil, or that sand, and wipe your face and wipe your hand. Wipe your faces and your hands. So in other words, this basically is like a symbol of tahara, because this is now representing the wudu. It's taking the place of wudu. Like how a person makes wudu, he wipes or he washes his face and he washes his hand, in the same way you should do with the soil in tayammum. Inna Allah kana afuwan ghafura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that at times it's definitely difficult for you to find water. So if you can't find water, then at least find the soil, pure sand, and make tayammum from that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive you if there's any shortcomings in that.